Moncrief on News Talk.
And you are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number, and our email address is afternoon@newstalk.com. In the next hour, obviously, it's Movies and Booze. The two movies we're going to be talking about are The Testament of Anne Lee and The Moment. That's the spoof documentary featuring Charlie XCX. Also, we'll be giving away €255,000 later on in the show. First, though, Historic Pub Crawls is a series of books in which Thomas Vosper combined visiting nice boozers while taking in a bit of culture along the way. He's already given this treatment to England, Wales and Scotland, among others. Now it's Ireland's turn, direct from the pub. Thomas joins us now. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
Lovely to have you here. Now, when you're doing pub crawls, I assume, are you including like the sports bar that was built last week with 17 TV screens in it?
Well, when I think about a pub crawl is a great way to explore a new town or city. Mm. And so within that pub crawl, there's a lot of opportunity to have variety of different types of pubs. So a good pub crawl for me probably has about 10 to 12 boozers, which means that that's flexible enough for you to maybe skip the ones that you're not so interested in.
Yeah.
But also maybe you like the little quiet old man pub, the hidden gem, the retro bar, maybe it is a sports bar, or these pubs in the big grand banking halls.
Yeah. Okay, so you're then quite Catholic in your taste, Catholic with a small C, in terms of pubs.
I started this as a hobby 20 years ago with my friends, because as a bunch of Londoners, we were pretty bored with the kind of soulless, busy bars and expensive beers that you would get.
Mm.
And drinking in cans that were super expensive, and cocktails. And I thought, well, you know, I live in London, one of the great cities in the world. There's a chance to go from pub to pub, but still walk past Trafalgar Square, see Nelson's Column, or walk through Covent Garden, you know, see the Houses of Parliament. And so that, you know, so my taste is very much a pub is the place that you go to when you turn up to a new town or city.
Mm-hmm.
It's where after you come out of the museum or you've seen something halfway through the day, you stop off and you have a drink. Or at the end of the day with your friends and family.
Okay. As the man said, a pub is a poor man's university.
Well, I've definitely heard some tales, and I won't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
No, I've seen that sign in pubs, but I mean, it's probably a bit of self-serving kind of a sign if you think about it. So in say, the Irish version of the book, the tours are, you start with this pub, and then you visit some kind of cultural site before you go to the next pub. Is that the kind of way you've planned it out?
Yeah, so I find it quite bizarre because I didn't even have a social media account a couple of years ago, and I started walking into the pubs and showing them the book that then was self-published and started making videos. I've now got a following of about 420,000 followers in a couple of years. And that audience told me, we love your London books, but you have to go to Ireland. Like, when are we going to see Dublin? And then, obviously, there is so much more to Ireland than just Dublin.
Mm.
And so I got so many great recommendations of pubs, and you have to go to this place. This the Kinsale is one of the most beautiful pub places on the planet. It's absolutely perfect. But then go and explore the food scene in Galway. Go and explore like the really old historic buildings of Dublin.
Mm. Yeah, And so did you, when you arrived here, you had a list of pubs you were going to visit?
Well, that's the beauty of now this being my fifth book and now having that big audience. There are a ton of recommendations that I now get, which sometimes they give me that hidden gem that you don't find online, people don't really know about. And sometimes they can be the best pubs.
Yeah. But have you found since the book was published, even though it was only published, what, today or yesterday?
Yes, it's out today. It's in bookstores today.
This is Ireland, and people will have, you know, very entrenched views about pubs. Have you already faced the backlash? As in, you missed out X pub, which I absolutely love.
It is really tough. I walk past good pubs all of the time.
Mm.
I think that a good pub crawl will take you through a variety of pubs and see lots of different sites of a city along the way with a chance for, you know, a bit of fresh air and a good walk in between each pub. So sometimes it's very hard. You know, famously, you can't walk through Dublin without walking past a pub. You could walk past 12 pubs in 5 minutes. I don't think that that's representative of any town or city, and particularly in Ireland that you go to.
Yeah.
So yeah, I certainly walk past good pubs all the time. I would say this as well, though. I like to save a little bit of room for the sequel. So who knows? I think that there's
okay,
probably
fair enough.
There's a third or fourth route in Dublin alone before I even think about a second book.
And do you have kind of a recommended intake level? Because as I understand it, you have around like 12 pubs for each pub crawl. Now, are you suggesting you have a pint in each one? By which time you probably may well have forgotten some of the cultural highlights you might have taken in along the way.
Well, thankfully there are, you know, there is a book so that there are notes there. And so hopefully you can remember some of that. I mean, I would always encourage people to drink responsibly. You know, when I film pubs, when I research pubs, I often take my two sons who are 13 and 14 with me. And there are so many low, no alcohol options these days and, you know, non-alcoholic cocktails. If you're a pub crawl is a marathon, not a sprint. And you're quite right. You are there to make memories along the way. And it is nice to remember those.
Yeah. In London, one of our listeners just says, I work with a Kiwi guy in London in the 80s. He used to spend his Saturdays doing a pub crawl of the Circle Line. I don't know how many pubs it covered. That's kind of genius.
Oh, yeah, there's a few. So the Circle Line's quite a famous one. And then you've got the Monopoly pub crawl. So you go to the different places that are on the Monopoly board. Again, they are very large pub crawls. And when I think about a pub crawl, it's that walk. It's getting off your phone and putting your head up and looking at what's around you and spending time talking to the people and the people that you meet in the pubs along the way.
Yeah. Is it important that you walk from pub to pub? Right. Because you could theoretically do a pub crawl in London, but you're getting the tube all the time.
I think it's very boring looking out the window of a tube train and seeing nothing but the blackness of a tunnel when you could be walking through buildings that have been here for 300-400 years.
Yeah. Already here comes the backlash. Can't beat O'Donoghue's. Did you do O'Donoghue's?
Of course. I love O'Donoghue's.
Phew,
I had my book launch party in Toners last night, which is
fantastic.
Yeah,
well, you were just across the road then.
And really, you are not short of really great pubs in Dublin. We've managed to squeeze this interview in because I'm flying in a couple of hours. And thankfully, on the way is the famous Gravediggers. So we're hoping to pop and have one of the best pints of Guinness in Ireland there.
Oh, controversial. you can't beat Salt Hill for a good pub crawl. You did visit Galway, but I don't know if you got as far as Salt.
No. I absolutely love Galway. There's just so much going on in Galway.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
How do you have a good time in a pub if you drink sensibly, Tony says? That maybe that's a philosophical question, Tony. We can't necessarily address that here. Keogh's, Sheehan's and the Stag's Head.
Fantastic pubs. Yeah. Love all of them. Yes, yeah. They're all on the routes.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you what your favourite one was because I don't want to put you on the spot. But if you're willing to volunteer that information, I won't stop you.
Yeah, it's a really tough question, actually. And I'm going to cop out a little bit because I do change my mind. I guess one of the questions I get asked more than anything is what's the best pub? And of course, that's the impossible question to answer because what I think is my favourite pub might not be your favourite pub. For me, I like something that's normally a little bit eclectic, where it's quite small, it's quite an intimate setting. You can probably have a chat with some of the bar staff. They do vary. Like in London, my favourite's the Marquis in Covent Garden. Green Day played a surprise gig there, even though it holds 50 people. So if it's good enough for Green Day to play a gig, I'm thinking that's probably good enough to say it's a good pub. It's really tough in Ireland, in Dublin. There have been so many fantastic pubs.
Yeah. You did visit the Dawson Lounge, I think.
I did visit.
Which is tiny.
Tiny, yeah.
Yeah, you have to get engaged with people after you've, you know, if you've been there for such a long period of time, you're in such close
proximity.
You have
to talk to someone in Dawson's Lounge.
Yeah.
You have to talk to them.
It's impossible to do that. Someone else says, try going to pub crawl in Temple Bar. One bar, one drink, and you've run out of money.
Well, so I do have a fairly strong opinion on Temple Bar because I enjoy the pubs and I enjoy the area, and I absolutely understand that as the tourist hotspot, it is not cheap to drink there.
Mm.
I often recommend pubs that people say, look, that's a really touristy pub, that's a tourist hotspot. Well, tourist places are often tourist places because they're good. And again, the purpose of a pub crawl is to take in a variety of different places. So I want you to go and experience. If you come to Dublin, you have to go to Temple Bar and experience those pubs. There are a great run of pubs along that road, ranging from, yes, the super touristy Temple Bar, which is busy at 11. You've got the Palace Bar.
Mm, yeah.
Very different pub. Fantastic. But at the same time, you can go off the beaten track, or you can come down to Bagot Mile, where not only have we talked Toners and O'Donoghue's, but you've got Doherty and Nesbitt, you go down to Searson's, you go down Haddington Road there, you've got Smith's there as well. There's such a range of pubs.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone else says, Tom Collins in Limerick, a must.
Oh, gee, that beautiful pub opposite Jerry Flannery's, which they call the ball in the wall.
Yeah.
So the only pub that's got a huge rugby ball sticking out.
Yeah, of course, it's Limerick.
I don't think I've seen two contrastingly different looking pubs. The Tom Collins looks like, with this red front, looks like a sweet shop. It's absolutely gorgeous. Marble counter as well.
Okay, well, no, it's impossible to answer what the best pub is. In all the pubs you visited, what's been the most beautiful pub?
The Crown in Belfast is stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
The Crown in Belfast is gorgeous. The first pub that went, let's say, viral for me to sort of build up a social media platform is in Maida Vale, called the Warrington, which the Warrington Hotel, that's simply stunning. And then the Philharmonic in Liverpool is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Dark wood, really ornate, huge high ceilings, and then other rooms that are really closed in and dark with stained glass windows, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Is this an odd question to ask an Englishman, but is the snug a particularly Irish thing in your experience? Do they have them in other countries?
So we do have snugs in the old, particularly the old, what you would call like the old Victorian gin palaces.
Mm.
They, not only are they snugs, we also have something called snob screens, which I don't think you have so much in Ireland. You have more the snug, let's say, to keep people separated. And of course, the irony of it is that snugs kind of exist for quite negative reasons. Right?
Yeah.
But actually now you go into a pub, everyone wants to go into the snob.
Oh, no, absolutely. Oh, yeah, the snob screen is kind of like the glass screen along the counter.
Yeah, snob screen is more like sort of rotating little windows where you kind of have like a screen so that you would separate the pub often with the men on one side of the bar, women on the other, or often you would have, let's say, the richer people on one side and your dockers and your workers and your undesirables on the other.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to see each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the pub's a great leveller in general these days. You can meet all sorts. And I certainly have. I've filmed and visited just over 1,000 pubs in the last 2 years for researching my 6 books. I've got Scotland coming out in June, and it's a fantastic leveller to meet people.
Yeah. Have craft beers changed some pubs?
Have they changed? Well,
and I suppose it's a slightly negative in the way that, like, you know, you have craft beer, complete nerds about it, and it's almost a bit hoity-toity. You have to know your craft beers and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think when I visited and filmed that many pubs, what I really enjoy a lot about that journey and visiting those pubs is often the people behind the bar will want to pour me a pint of something that they like or is special to them. And certainly on that mix of pubs, you definitely do get those pubs that have a really wide selection and they want to promote it. I'm always happy trying new stuff and hearing stories. Of course, I will say, I'm going to get murdered for this. But I mean, by the time I'd finished all of the Ireland research, I was probably good to not have a pint of stout for a while.
Yeah, well, fair enough. I assume you drank Murphy's as well as Guinness.
Yes, and a bit of Beamish as well.
Yeah, okay, so don't express an opinion on that or you won't make it to the airport. I guarantee you. The Long Haul in Dublin, says
beautiful.
John. Yeah, oh, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Pillar Bar in Westmoreland Street. Marcy Regan's pub in Trim.
And see, and this is a beautiful thing about the pub. I meet people all of the time, you know, on the train station, pass them in the street, most often in the bar, people that follow the account. And I love talking to them because they will always tell me that they'll always ask me which is my favourite.
Mm.
But then I'll always say to them, which is your favourite?
Yeah.
And you get some great recommendations
and there for
every
a while.
Time.
After Scotland, where are you going to go next?
Well, I've just got back from Prague.
Right, okay.
And I am on the way to Amsterdam in a few weeks. You know, I don't think that other countries, and I've written a book about New York as well, I don't think other countries have quite the same pub culture that we have.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the UK and Ireland, I think that's very unique to us. However, when you do go to Prague, when you do go to Amsterdam, and then, you know, I'm looking forward to going to Budapest as well and Vienna, and there's certainly the beer halls to explore in Germany. They are different, but they are still often those kind of hubs of the community. They're where people meet. And that really gives you a feel of a place.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. There's a bar in Brussels called the Delirium Tremens, which I don't know how, it does craft beers. I don't know actually how many it does, because you walk in and there's just an entire, behind the bar is an entire wall of pipes from all the different craft beers.
Okay.
And tourists go there and think, oh, this is just like drinking a lager. And
well, and
ten o'clock at night, it's a vision of hell.
I tell you what, I would definitely love to give that a go. It's certainly not going to be spoiled for choice. I've just seen your man down at Temple Bar, who's got the Temple Bar pub. They've got a whiskey room next to it. They tell us they've got 3,500 bottles in there. And I will say that whilst I would always encourage drinking responsibly, the pubs that were keen to pour a whiskey because they have such a great whiskey collection, that was probably when some of our filming days went a little bit rogue.
I imagine in Scotland that probably happened quite a bit.
It happened in Scotland as well. Yes. Yeah. There's a theme.
Yeah, an absolute theme. We'll let you off to the gravediggers. Enjoy that pint in Ireland. Thanks a million, Thomas, for coming in to us. Thomas Vosper is the author of Historic Pub Crawls Through Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.